mesdames et messieurs, please give a hand for the graduates as they come in right now.
Thank you.
and Peter Knox and his crew who set up this entire situation here today, all 900 seats. This is the platform party. S'il vous plaît, stay risen for the platform party. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good morning, graduating students, honored guests, families, friends, ladies and gentlemen. As Chancellor and on behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to the 2014 convocation ceremony for students graduating from the Faculty of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences. Au nom de l'Université McGill, je voudrais vous souhaiter la bienvenue à la cérémonie de collation des grades des diplômés de la Faculté des sciences de l'agriculture et de l'environnement. For almost two centuries, McGill's chancellors have commenced these ceremonies with some remarks, and as the 18th chancellor in McGill's illustrious history, I have enjoyed continuing this practice. Now, it may be difficult for you to fully appreciate, and certainly hard for me to totally accept the fact that exactly 60 years ago, give or take a few days, I sat on the downtown campus like you with cap and gown, waiting to receive my Bachelor of Commerce degree. When I look at my graduation photo, there's not the slightest doubt that I have changed. But the changes that have taken place at McGill are truly profound. Other than some of the older buildings, McGill is almost totally unrecognizable from being an excellent university. It has developed into one of the world's great institutions of higher learning. In size alone, it has increased several fold. The quality of its teaching and research has become unquestionably world class, but in no area has the change been greater than in the excellence and diversity of its student body. Au cours des cinq dernières années, à titre de chancelier, j'ai eu le privilège d'échanger avec un grand nombre d'entre vous, et à chaque nouvelle rencontre, je suis sincèrement émerveillé par le calibre exceptionnel de nos étudiants, non seulement par le profil de leur formation, mais également par la diversité de leurs intérêts. And in these interactions with students, a number of themes appear to take precedence. The most prevalent of your concerns, understandably, being able to obtain a position leading to a meaningful career. But your other concerns were not on any student's radar screen when I sat where you are today. In my day, the word environment meant something totally different on the rare occasions it was used, normally as a synonym for the weather. No one thought about the larger environmental issues, such as income inequality, low standards of primary and secondary education here and in developing countries, the absence of clean drinking water, or minimal medical treatment in large swaths of the world. What is most impressive is not that you think about these problems, but that you and your fellow McGill students are actively participating in trying to find solutions to these serious issues. You travel to Africa, India, Latin America, and elsewhere to build schools, teach children, provide medical services, and assist in developing improved farming practices. Au sein de la communauté même où vous habitez, vous construisez des toits verts, apportez des repas aux personnes dont la santé ne leur permet pas de se déplacer, ouvrez comme mentor auprès des étudiants de secondaire, les aidant ainsi à décrocher leur diplôme et donner gratuitement des leçons de musique à des jeunes en difficulté. Et vous êtes des milliers à le faire. While I always believed that I had never emotionally left McGill, the past 5 years that I have served as chancellor, and from which I will be retiring at the end of this month, have been a real homecoming. I am so proud of my alma mater. I'm so proud of the students, the faculty, and the administrators. I'm planning to stay active in both the McGill and the larger community as long as I have the strength of body and mind, and I welcome all of you to do likewise for as long as you can. I have no doubt that you, like me, will never regret it. Merci. Thank you. Je voudrais maintenant inviter la professeure Suzanne Fortier, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire. Professeur Fortier.
Bienvenue aux finissants de 2014. Welcome to the graduating class of 2014. I'm joined here today by your families and friends, by our chancellor, the chair of the board, our chancellor emerita, our governors and governors emeriti, by our distinguished honorary degree recipient, by special guests and esteemed colleagues. We are here together to express how proud we are of you and of everything that has brought you here today. C'est pour moi un immense bonheur de vous féliciter pour vos réalisations et votre persévérance. Today marks an important milestone. Savor it, enjoy it, celebrate. Remember this moment. Remember to all the people who have supported you in your studies. Families and friends, of course, professors, librarians, staff. You have not been alone. I invite all of you graduates to please stand up. All of you, please stand up. Look around you and give a big round of applause. Okay, thank you. Now you stay up because they gave you a big round of applause. I want you to give a big, you the graduates, to give a big round of applause to all these people who have supported you. They deserve it too. Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup. I think it is an event where everybody should be celebrated. Now, have you ever finished a big project only to have someone say to you, well, that was great. So what are you going to do next? This is annoying, you know. But class of 2014, I have to ask, what is next for you? And do relax, because you don't need to answer the question to get your degree today. But in all seriousness, the big question is not what is next. The big question is, how will you face whatever is next for you? Today's a transition. You have finished your degree. And that is no small thing. It's a given that you're going to do something next. You have a mind that is ready to learn, and there's so much more learning to be done and to enjoy. For some of you, your next classroom may be the workforce. Certains des apprentissages se feront dans une autre université, peut-être à McGill, mais la plupart se feront tout au long de votre vie, où que vous soyez. Transitions are exciting, but they're also a bit scary, and having recently gone back to school myself, I share those feelings. I suspect that Randall Prather, this morning's honorary degree recipient, understands these feelings too. As a scientist, he has led some cutting-edge transition. His revolutionary work in cloning, for example, has pushed the boundaries of human health and fertility. When we find ourselves in times of transitions, the people who are close to us reach out with advice, sometimes also with gifts, or sometimes with gifts that are advice in disguise. When I became principal of McGill last fall, I was fortunate to receive such gifts, and I want to share three of them with you. I've known my friend Kay for over 40 years. As young crystallographers, we started our research career together. She gave me a fridge magnet. It reads, "Proceed as if success is inevitable." I thought it's wonderful to have a friend who believes in you. But really, I think what the message is telling us is assume responsibility for your own success. You're not an observer of your own life. You are the main actor of the play that is your future. You've been in the same place for a few years, and now you're leaving that comfort zone for something that is new and unknown. You're going to have to be resilient, but with a good dose of determination, talent, and optimism, success will await you at the end of the road. This brings me to Blair, a great colleague from Ottawa. She gave me a book as a gift, The Rational Optimist by Matt Ridley. What a great title, The Rational Optimist. Think about it. Set your sights high. Allow yourself to dream, but with your feet on the ground. Keep an eye on the big things that you want to accomplish, the big goals, and take it a step at a time. Make sure you do everything you can to make it happen. And the third gift came from Albert and Victor, the sons of my PhD supervisor. They gave me a framed code of ethics that their father wrote in the 40s. Among the code were a very important piece of advice that have been with me all my life. Do not bluff your way out of difficulties, and keep your integrity at all times. These are powerful words because whatever you do in life, the what eventually fades away. And what you're left with is the how you feel about it deep down in your own soul. Three gifts, but really one unique gift. The very special people you meet in life. Remember the friends that you've made during your study here at McGill and keep them close. Chancellor Steinberg is a perfect role model. As he said, this year marks the 60th anniversary of his own graduation, and he is still in touch with his classmates. And of course, he stayed connected to McGill, even as he moved to his own transitions and challenges and many successes. A few weeks ago, Chancellor Steinberg and I attended an event to honor some of our students. I introduced him to the francophone parents of one of our students. "C'est le chancelier de McGill," I said. Now, chancelier was not a word they were familiar with, so they thought I had said, "C'est le chansonnier de McGill," the singer-songwriter of McGill University. They were looking at each other in total confusion. They thought, well, McGill, being such a great institution, must have a highly acclaimed chansonnier, but they didn't know any of his greatest hits. And so it made me reflect on Arnold's great hits during his term as chancelier at McGill. Indeed, Chancellor Steinberg has played a huge role in writing the future of McGill. And has sung our university's praise relentlessly. And he has shown all of us how to do so with great charm, intelligence, and humility. He takes pure joy in the accomplishments of others and in nurturing their leadership. He is generous with his time and his wisdom, always ready for an encore. He loves to learn and has an inquisitive and open mind. And most of all, he loves McGill and the McGill community with all his heart. Mon cher Arnold, tel que l'a écrit Gilles Vigneault, un grand chansonnier québécois, c'est à votre tour de vous laisser parler d'amour. Et à tous nos diplômés, sachez que vous vous joignez à une grande et belle famille. J'espère que vous considérez l'université comme votre maison. Revenez-y le plus souvent possible, les portes vous seront toujours très grandes ouvertes. I recently met some McGill alumni in New York City, and they gave me what I think is the best description of our university. So I want all of you to remember it. A bunch of smart people doing amazing things and delivering results. Please keep in touch. We're always eager to hear about your own amazing things. Félicitations. Congratulations.
Thank you, Principal Fortier. I now invite Dean Chandra Madramutu to present Professor Randall Prather, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant. Dean Madramutu.
Chancellor, it is my pleasure to present to you Professor Randall Prather, holder of the Distinguished Professor of Reproductive Biotechnology at the University of Missouri. Internationally renowned for his studies into early embryonic development, his transgenic work with swine led to the first cloned pigs in the 1980s and formed the basis for much of the animal model work that is now considered fundamental to human health and fertility. En plus de ses 100 articles de recherche, il est régulièrement invité à partager ses idées partout dans le monde. Il a déjà fait plus de 100 000 contributions à GeneBank et il est l'auteur de nombreux brevets. Son financement à date est impressionnant, ce qui représente presque 80 millions de dollars. Cet incroyable dossier d'aide à la recherche et de réalisation est dû en grande partie à la démarche de toute sa carrière de chercheur privilégiant la collaboration entre sciences animales et humaines. Professor Prather serves as associate leader of the Food for the 21st Century Reproductive Biology Cluster and is a co-director of the U.S. National Swine Research Resource and Research Center. In 2011, he received the Distinguished Scientist Award from the Christopher Columbus Foundation in Washington, D.C. Monsieur le Chancelier, je vous présente le professeur Randall Prather pour que vous lui conferiez le grade de docteur en sciences honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure to invite Dr. Randall Prather to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Prather.
Well, thank you very much. This recognition is truly a surprise and an honor, especially from an institution like McGill, which is considered by many to be in the top 25 in the world, maybe top 5. I'm currently at the University of Missouri in Columbia, Missouri. We too have an agricultural school, of which I'm a part of. We have a medical school and an engineering school. We have a veterinary school on campus, but you guys have access to that. You have an incredible resource here at McGill that putting people together from all these different institutions, these different expertises, can really create some interesting things, spanning disciplines to create knowledge that will positively affect people's lives. You should be proud to have graduated from McGill. It's a great place. Because this is truly a great place, I'm very honored and humbled and delighted to see that I have the recognition from the work that we've done at the University of Missouri. I'd like to make three different points. Point number one is, be open to working with others. Point number two is take advantage of the situations that you're given. And point number three is find support. I found both a cheerleader and an advisor. So, back to working with others. One of our most notable accomplishments was that we were the first group to knock out a gene in a pig. Since that time, we've now made 40 different genetic modifications in pigs. That first pig cost hundreds of millions of dollars and took many years to create. Now the technology is available to create that same pig within about 5 months. One of our most notable accomplishments was to create pigs that have cystic fibrosis. This is caused by a mutation in a gene called the CFTR gene, or the cystic fibrosis transmembrane conductance regulator. It's a chloride ion channel that's expressed in epithelial cells in the lungs. A mutation in both copies of this gene results in a mucus buildup in the lungs and subsequent infections. In North America, about 5% of the human population are carriers of a mutation in this gene. We have, 500 people here, maybe? 25 of you are probably carriers, and you may not even know it. 70% of the people that have cystic fibrosis have a specific mutation called a delta F508, which is a deletion of phenylalanine, which is the 508th amino acid in that protein. The ability to introduce this mutation in mice has been around for about 30 years. However, when this mutation has been introduced, the mice get none of the symptoms associated with cystic fibrosis, other than they do have a defective chloride ion transporter. Incidentally, the symptoms of cystic fibrosis include more than lung disease. Humans are born with meconium ileus. This is a mucus plug in the intestine. If it's not corrected, it will result in a perforated intestine and death. But that's not all. The gallbladder is congealed, the bile ducts block, the pancreatic ducts block. Those of you in nutrition may know that some cystic fibrosis patients take pancreatic enzymes orally with their meals because they can't get it from their pancreas. Liver lesions will develop, and males are often infertile. In collaboration with Mike Welsh at the University of Iowa, we created pigs with the exact same mutation that occurs in people. And yes, they show symptoms of lung disease and all the other symptoms of cystic fibrosis. Finally, the physicians have something to experiment on that exhibit the disease phenotype. Before these pigs were created, they could only perform limited experiments on children that had cystic fibrosis. My point in telling this story is that we at Missouri could have made the pigs, but we couldn't have adequately characterized the phenotype without the group from Iowa. In fact, most of the projects that I work on are projects that are somebody else's idea, not mine at all. So I challenge you to be open to working with others that are smarter than you, because together you can easily accomplish goals that alone you couldn't possibly accomplish. The second point that I want to make is that in whatever situation you find yourself, take advantage of it. While I was a postdoc at the University of Wisconsin, I worked with mice and cattle, and my goal was to work on cattle embryo development only. Well, I was also an undergraduate at Kansas State University, and I had a crop science teacher that was discussing planting corn or grain sorghum. Since Kansas is prone to drought some years, the corn crop didn't make any money, and so there was nothing to pay the banker in the fall. But people liked to plant corn, and in those years where it did rain, they could go to the coffee shop and brag about their yield and that they worked with a nice, clean crop. On the other hand, if you planted grain sorghum, since it's drought tolerant, you could take a check to the banker most every year, but the grain sorghum's a dusty, dirty, nasty crop. So in Kansas, men grew corn. Other people worked on or grew dirty, dusty, nasty grain sorghum. I would argue that the same attitude exists in the livestock industry. Men raise cattle. Others work with those dirty, dusty, nasty pigs, even though on average the pig farmer is going to have a check to take to the banker more often than the cattle farmer. So I was not interested in pigs at all. My undergraduate advisor even forced me to take his swine science class as a senior. And I remember telling him quite explicitly, I was never going to work with pigs, so why bother? When I got to Wisconsin, there was a lot of competition for the resources to work on cattle. We had published the first paper on cattle cloning by nuclear transfer, and I was interested in seeing if it would work on other species. That's when the only person that was working on the pigs in the lab got a job and left. Suddenly, there was a vacuum, and I decided I didn't want to compete for the cattle resources anymore. I became a pig embryologist, and we cloned the first pig. This is one of the best things that happened in my career, as I later discovered that pigs were great models for many human conditions. Now I could apply for funding from both the United States Department of Agriculture for agriculture purposes and the National Institutes of Health for biomedical purposes. So keep your eyes open and take advantage of the situation you're given. My final point, point number three, is to find support for your efforts. I'd like to highlight two people. The first is an 87-year-old veterinarian. He'll be 88, actually, very shortly. At the young age of 65, he retired from the College of Veterinary Medicine and came to spend 2 weeks in my laboratory. He never left. What a wealth of wisdom he has been to me and to everyone in the lab. He is the harmless old man that everyone goes to with their problems. He can give advice that I, as an employer, could never give. For example, you need to break up with that guy. He's not good for you. A A happy home life makes for a positive attitude and a good work life. In contrast, if home life is bad, then often there is little focus at work. He inspires lab members to become their best. He also sees potential problems with personal interactions and heads them off before they become disruptive to the function of the laboratory. I encourage everyone to find an older mentor and then, over time, become that older mentor. Incidentally, Clifton Murphy still performs our surgeries. We average over 2.5 a week. And again, he'll be 88 soon. Finally, we all need cheerleaders. I do have manuscripts rejected. I do have proposals that are not funded. I joke that I only write grants because I expect them all to get funded. But in reality, I do write many proposals that don't get funded. In academia, you need to have a very, very thick hide. Criticism comes from students, parents, administrators, colleagues, anonymous reviewers, and the public. I have someone that for the last 34 plus years has been my cheerleader. She's been a constant support during the good and the bad. She's sitting right there cheering me on as I speak. My wife and the mother of our 7 children, Jamie. So to close, I want to encourage you on 3 points. Point number 1, be open to working with others, especially if they're smarter than you. Number 2, take advantage of the situation you're given. And number 3, find support. I found a cheerleader and an advisor. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Prather. From the day that Principal Fortier arrived at McGill, she has been very, very high on partnerships, and no better example than what we heard today from our recent honorary doctorate candidate. And by the same token, his address could have been given to health sciences with an equal interest to what he received here. So partnerships, working with other people outside your field as well as within your field, and you'll see the kind of success that he's achieved. Thank you, Dr. Prather. Nous allons maintenant procéder à l'attribution des grades académiques. I call upon Professor Anthony Massey, Provost of McGill University, to commence the formal proceedings. Professor Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased to invite students graduating at McDonald Campus from the Faculty of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the chancellor, the principal, or the chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first degree shall remove their mortarboard or hat. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who have already earned a degree keep their mortarboard on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. Let me repeat. No university degree, remove the hat and get capped. Already have a university degree, keep the hat on and get tapped. Parents and friends, as well as the students themselves, will be pleased to know that in most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. The parchment or degree itself is given to students by the dean or his delegate as they leave the stage at the bottom of the stairs. You may have seen some students wearing red and white scarves. All self-identifying Aboriginal students, First Nations, Inuit, and Métis, are entitled to wear graduation scarves at McGill convocations in the community and at all and any future events that they attend. The red scarf is for those receiving a degree, the white scarf for those getting a diploma or a certificate. The feather has 2 meanings, respect for the person, and it marks an amazing or special event. The Confederacy belt signifies attachment to the land on which we stand, and the turtle symbolizes the inclusiveness of all nations and respect for diversity. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. By tradition at McGill, we begin with students receiving graduate degrees, followed by students obtaining their undergraduate degrees. I now invite Professor Ian Strachan and then Professor David Lewis to introduce the graduates, and for Professor Chandra Madramutu, Dean of the Faculty of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, to distribute diplomas to all graduating students. Class of 2014, congratulations, félicitations.
Thank you, Provo Massey. For the degree, Doctor of Philosophy in Food Science and Agricultural Chemistry, Saria Aziz. Francis Sanzi. Anya Ron. For the degree Doctor of Philosophy in Parasitology, Asitu Diawara. Thank you. Vanessa Dufour. Rona Strasser. Sachin Animula. Melissa Rachelle De Silva. Rhee Denis De Silva. Navpreet Kaur Gill. Jasmine Kaur. Shima Kesandakt. Joanna Kwok. Samantha Medithi. Chijoki Anthony. Shiji Shen. Nitish Pandit. Amandeep Singh. Tasha Tremblay-Zwidnicki. Vikas Valsam. Yi Wong. Yifan Wang. Shulnan Yulan. Yuan, sorry. Xiaopeng Wen. For the degree Master of Science in Food Science and Agricultural Chemistry Food Safety, Ravneet Kaur Buttar. Naveen Chenna. Dana Haddad. Yiling Huang. Hong Li. Sajde Madavi. Saeed Ahmed Mughal. Neil Nagersheth. Zaina Naimi. Wenting Sun. For the degree of Master of Science in Human Nutrition, Madonna Akbar. Christina Etta Bianchini. Isla Kusa. Marie-Therese Frondorfer. Alyssa Rubenfeld. For the degree of Master of Science in Parasitology, Fadi Mohammed Bakhda. James Ferris Chahayab. Amanda Elise Davidson. Mohammed Ayman Rashid. Anthony Jeremiah Sassi. For the degree of Master of Science Applied in Biotechnology, Jared Brad Berger. Sarah Burjandian. Atifa Erfani. Miriam Gashke. Sangyun John. Angham Siraj Kinsara. Richard Lee. Martin Montiel Ruiz. Varuni Nagalasapale. Kashika M. Primetalek. Shvitha Ramachandran. Pentahas Sabarian. Kuntal Shah. Joanna Spinato. Ashley Tamming. For the degree of Master of Science Applied in Human Nutrition, Monica B. Bashar. Jessica Janelle. Kayla Hickey. Jenny Kayen Huang. Leslie Sito. For the Graduate Diploma in Registered Dietitian Credentialing, Shirin Mohammed Ansar Munshi.
For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Agricultural and Environmental Sciences and Environment, Rachel Dion, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Food Science, Roxanne Boisvert, Dean's Honor List, and Roxanne is also receiving a Bachelor of Science in Nutritional Science today. Kalina Carpentier. Caroline Cornoyer. Caroline is also receiving a Bachelor of Science in Nutritional Science. Evelyn Doganian. Yu Fan. Lena Han. Lynn is also receiving a Bachelor of Science in Nutritional Science. Marika Hood, Distinction. And Marika is also receiving a Bachelor of Science in Nutritional Science today. Anna Karimov. Ji-Yun Kim, also receiving a Bachelor of Science in Nutritional Science. Min-Ji Kim, Distinction, also receiving a Bachelor of Science in Nutritional Science. Katerina Lyashenko, Dean's Honor List. Anjali Masan. Andre Mayron, also receiving a Bachelor of Science in Nutritional Science. Paola Geraldine Origel Ornelas. Karine Paradis, Distinction, and she is also receiving a Bachelor of Science in Nutritional Science. Ashika Patguna-Arasara. Samuel Kash, also receiving a Bachelor of Science in Nutritional Science. Trevor Ratchcock. Bernice Ting. Jerry Fryer's Undergraduate Research Convocation Award, Dean's Honor List, and Bernice is also receiving a Bachelor of Science in Nutritional Science. Pan Ji, the Robert Haddon Common Convocation Prize and Dean's Honor List. Kenza's Neighbor. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Nutritional Science, Tatiana Allor. Rachel Applebaum. Asma Babar, Distinction. Marie Stephanie Belil Mignaca, Distinction. Catherine Bergeron. Catherine Bouchard-Pilot. Reysa Bouyak-Bahar. Nora Lin Ki Chow. Eric Cheng. Vanessa Cole. Vanessa Dantico. Christina Deusis, Erica DeRisi, Stephanie Mary Dedian, Denitsa Dimova, Han Julie Do, Catherine Druon Ode, Sarah L. Balbisi, Ingrid Chu Lun Fan, Alyssa Fontaine Reed, Erica Fournier, Mariev Amel, Huini G, Megan Henderson, Melanie Ho, Gabrielle Danae Zania Hoyt, Dahlia Jamal, Megan Jenkins, Distinction, Zina Kachab, Zina Kawam, Natalie Claver, Distinction, Frederick Laforge, Maud LaFontaine-Hébert, Stephanie Larive, Andrian LeBlanc, Harrison Convocation Prize and Dean's Honor List. Genevieve Ledoux, Long Hao Lin, Denise Look, Laura McGrath, Distinction, Victoria Emily Middleton, Samantha Marielli, Melanie Nadon, Kim Narain, Carly Nicholson, Emily Margaret Owen, Stephanie Passaman, Gregory Pietras, Privina Paramadasan, Lindsay Potier, Veronique Resico, Karin Rafi, Huda Rasak, Genevieve Rougeau, Prix de l'Ordre Professionnel de Diététiste du Québec and a Dean's Honor List. Bianca Saban, Sana Saleh Basha, Distinction, Marie-Claude Samson, Katia Caesar, Distinction, Veronica Simeon, Distinction, Diana Elizabeth Staniszewski, Distinction. Sandra Siriani. Karen Tam. Chloe Terrio-Beribe, Dean's Honor List. Alexandra Maria Valenchak, Dean's Honor List. Solange Vilcheres Cifuentes. Jacqueline Yeboa. Stacy Younger, Distinction. Sarah Sahabi. Miriam Zirira. Elena Zelkovic, Distinction.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now my pleasure to ask Monsieur André Meyrin to say a few words as this ceremony's valedictorian. Monsieur Meyrin.
Mr. Chancellor, members of the platform party, fellow graduates, parents, grandparents, and that uncle that we didn't really invite but came out anyway. Thank you all for coming here today and to celebrate the transition between university and the next chapter of our lives. I know how you all hate long and boring speeches, so I'm going to make sure that this one speech is extremely long and very extensive. And I guess for some of us, it will be as boring as classes you had to endure in the past 3 or 4 years. So let me begin with a story. This year, at Halloween, it was crazy. It was hot, lights were flashing everywhere, people were moving everywhere. And if we're close enough to the action, you just couldn't see through the smoke. But I'm not talking about the famous Halloween party that happened in this room. I'm talking about the fire that happened at the McDonald campus farm on October 31st at 5 a.m. On that morning, hay caught up in fire, and resulting flames were higher than silos. It was frightening. The cows were running everywhere, and you just don't want to stand in the way of a 800, 900 pounds animal that's running away from the fire. So it would just stomp on you. But it didn't matter. Everybody that was there, the woodsman team, the staff, the dean, students, professors, everybody helped. Nobody stood there as a bystander, just taking their cell phones out and filming it. Everybody helped because we all wanted this thing. We all wanted to save the Mac campus farm. We all wanted to save our farm. And it is at this very moment that I realized that McDonald campus is a tightly knit community. Mac campus made me feel like I never left home. It made me feel like I belong. On top of that, our campus as a much friendlier environment than the downtown campus of McGill. Yeah. McDonald is a place to be. Thanks, Nick. Alors, qu'avons-nous appris de notre expérience à McGill? Nous avons fait des amis, bien sûr, qui nous ont ouvert les yeux à de nouvelles perspectives, de nouvelles idées. Ici, nous avons choisi quelle bataille. We learned to choose our battle. We learned to take risks. We learned about the significance of studying at McGill University and the value of the education it had bestowed upon us. And of course, we learned technical knowledge in class, although I don't remember most of it, but we did make it through biochem 2, flavor chemistry, clinical nutrition. Really, congrats, a little tap on the back for everybody that made it through the stages in clinical and nutrition, immunology, And some of us even applied this technical knowledge and transformed research ideas into a published thesis. All of these accomplishments are, you can, all of them, and to the many other challenges we faced, like making it through the cold and humid Montreal winters, or waking up on Friday mornings to go to class after events like the wine and cheese and casino night. Mais par-dessus tout, nous sommes tous ici, ensemble, après avoir surmonté tous ces défis, avec nos diplômes en main. We made it. And while we applaud for each other, we should not forget to applaud for all of those that supported us through our journey. Our professors, supporting staff, MCSS ladies, our friends and families. It is time I bid you farewell, fellow graduates, but a special farewell to the food science crew. We must remember that today is not an end, it is a beginning. We have grown to be the leaders of tomorrow. We are the ones responsible for what we will become. And we move forward as one, all of us, as gems of the McGonagall campus of McGill University. Strive for perfection and seize every opportunity that comes your way. Merci. À la prochaine.
Merci, Monsieur Meran. Now, would the graduating class please rise? Je demande à tous les diplômés de se lever. À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat qui vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. I ask that all of you please rise as the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, delivers the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. Du que nous venions et que nous allions. Humble et plein d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Secretary General. And now to conclude this ceremony, Professor Winston Purdy will sing our national anthem.
Canada, our home and native land, through patriot love, in all thy sons command, with glowing hearts we see thee rise, the strong and free. Ton histoire est une épopée des plus brillants exploits. Lord.